My name's Mike Rowe. This is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty.
Bob, I am so sorry.
I shouldn't have been there.
I shouldn't be here.
Hardworking men and women who earn an honest living.
I think sometimes he's aiming for me.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now, get ready to get dirty.
Whoa.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs, I visit one of the world's largest suspension bridges. You can drive across the Mackinac Bridge in about 10 minutes. Walking takes a little longer, and you'd better not be afraid of heights. Working on the bridge has its ups.
All right, this is nuts.
And downs.
Is there a worse job on the whole bridge than this?
It's a job that needs to be done.
But you can't beat the view.
How's it feeling, Mike?
It's beautiful. In a horrifying kind of way, but it's pretty.
And later, getting a space shuttle from the hangar to the launch site takes a vehicle unlike most others. The NASA crawler has 5,000 horsepower, a top speed of 1 mile per hour, and the price tag in the billions.
Go ahead and give us a little speed pop.
Doesn't exactly lurch out of the gate, does it?
But it needs to be lubed just like any other car.
We have a central lube system, and the grease gets on the frame.
And like a car, getting under it to work means getting dirty.
Oh, God.
This story took me and the crew to where Lake Michigan and Lake Huron meet, near the state of Michigan's picturesque Upper Peninsula, but not inside it. It also brought us close to Michigan's Lower Peninsula, but we weren't really there either. Where, in fact, were we? Somewhere in between. Spanning the Straits of Mackinac, the Mackinac Bridge is one of the 10 largest suspension bridges in the world. Opened to traffic in 1957, it's over 5 miles long. Its suspension towers are 552 feet high, and on a typical day, 12,000 vehicles drive across it. When you've got a 50-year-old bridge, exposed to high winds and moisture, it takes constant work to maintain it and keep it safe. There is never any downtime, which makes working on the Mackinac Bridge Authority maintenance crew a dirty job.
So like we were saying, the work on the bridge basically never, ever, ever, ever stops. And neither does Tom. What's your official title, Tom?
I'm a painting supervisor.
What is the exact job that we're going to do now?
We're right here right now.
Yeah?
You're going to go down one of these cells, 200 feet down, and clean tower cell. I got a man back in here, Stan Wickward.
You got a man named Stan cleaning
Stan,
the cell?
Yes.
What is Stan the man doing exactly, and why is he cleaning it?
Okay, because of rust. We get the rust, to clean the steel up,
yeah.
Then we're priming it. You're going to be going down here.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go find them. And if you're not back in 3 days, we'll go look for you.
Tom's a funny guy. Is Stan a funny guy, too?
Yes.
Good, because I love funny people doing difficult things.
Keep following until you'll hear the noise.
Will it be screams of delight?
Yeah. No, he's got a needle gun, and he's chipping with a needle gun.
What's a needle gun?
Okay, a needle gun is a gun with a bunch of needles on it, and it cleans the rust off of iron.
What's this cable doing crawling over?
That's an air hose.
That's pumping air in?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. I love that cable. I can't get enough of the air cable.
So this is basically like a toilet lid.
Oh, that's beautiful. I can't see a damn thing, to be honest with you.
You will. You will as you go.
All right. Well, like you say, if I'm not back in 3 days...
3 days, I'll come look for you. Myself.
Tom will send a team. Be super.
Well, here's the bad news. Where are you? There you are. The bad news is I've fallen several times. The good news is you can't fall far because you immediately get jammed up into these tiny spaces. I'm pretty sure it's not my imagination. I'm fairly sure the manways are getting smaller with every step closer to Stanley. The mysterious Stanley, who currently is in a cell somewhere with a needle gun, doing important work. Another 100 feet below me, perhaps.
Ow. Ow. Oh, crap. Ow. Ow.
Oh.
Wait a minute, I'm at the bottom. Where the hell is Stan?
Okay. Small miscalculation. I have, in fact, come as far as I can go. But while I got the longitude right, I think I may have screwed up the latitude and gotten the wrong column somehow with all our moving around. So, the little room below me is as far as I can get. Oh, crap, I can't get out of here. Damn it. Hold on a sec. Okay, let's do this first. Okay. I built this place for children. Oh, the chimney sweeps from another time. Stan? If I'm lost in a bridge, this is just humiliating.
Awkward. Awkward. Okay. So, Stan, are you Stan? Dude, where you been, man?
Back here.
How the hell did I get in the wrong tube? I found Stan. Stan, Mike.
Hi.
How are you?
Not bad. How you doing?
I'm okay.
Why did they do this to this particular ladder here, Stan?
Safety reasons.
Oh, yeah, I've never felt safer.
Can't fall through, can't fall in.
Can't fall in, can't get out either.
Not working in that cell right there, at the bottom.
That's horrible. Well, you got a work light in here and everything. You're spoiling me, Stan.
I'm only trying to make it convenient.
Is that what you did? Tried to make it convenient.
There are over 5,000 of these cells in the bridge's two towers, from down here near the water all the way to the top. The cells are interconnected chambers, and the network of shared walls, floors, and ceilings gives the towers structural rigidity.
This is as low as we go, right?
Yes.
Physically impossible to go any lower in the bridge.
Yep.
Alrighty.
Would you like some earplugs?
What's that?
Earplugs.
What's that?
Earplugs.
Say again?
Earplugs.
That's comedy right there, Stan. Yeah, sure. Thank you. They pay you all right.
What?
So I hope they pay you all right.
Benefits are worth it.
The benefits? Outdoors? Wind in your hair? Oh, no, I guess that wouldn't work. Before we put this thing on, where is this needle gun I've heard? Those would be the needles?
Yep.
Right there?
Start on the edge, work your way in.
Doesn't appear to be doing a damn thing.
It's doing something, but that's supposed to get the scraper under.
Yeah.
Appeal.
Oh, good.
Like most maintenance tasks on the bridge, stripping and repainting inside the towers is done once a year. If it weren't done, the steel down here that holds everything up would eventually rust, and the bridge would be structurally compromised.
Is there a worse job on the whole bridge than this?
They all got their ups and downs.
Nobody knows you're here. There's no glory. There's no, hey, look at that guy way up there.
It's a job that needs to be done.
Yeah.
A job that needs to be done. That's pretty much what Dirty Jobs is all about. People that few of us ever see or are even aware of doing things we don't fully understand. But without them, life as we know it would come to a standstill. Case in point, Stan and his needle gun down here. Coming up.
Where did the original color come from, this green crap?
Honestly, I don't know.
I have questions. Stan doesn't have answers.
Why'd they go with green on the outside? You don't have the answers to that.
No, I don't have the answer to that one either.
It's like you just stopped caring.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm 200 feet above the water, and I haven't even taken the first step.
Holy hell, this is high.
And later, I get a view of the NASA crawler that few people ever see or want to see.
Hey, you like this side better?
No, Wiley, I don't. Actually, I don't think it's better at all. Oh, man. This has to go. What part of this everything?
Everything at the bottom, about 6 to 8 inches up. Paint all your corners, your edges. Then paint yourself into a small little spot.
Uh-huh.
Then you put your bottom feet on the ladder, grab a hold of one of these upper rungs, and paint underneath you.
Man. I don't know about you. Painting can be a drag. People have paint parties, come over and paint the house, whatever. That's one thing. This is bad. This is bad. We're painting a hole in the bottom of the tower of a bridge.
Regular old brush, nothing fancy about this?
Yep, nothing fancy about it.
Okay, good. What color is this, actually?
It's a light blue. They never gave us a color code.
Yeah. Probably don't get a lot of tourists down here.
No. Well, you should do all the edges first. Go around the edge, come up about 6 inches.
6 inches up?
Yeah, about 6 inches up around the whole edge before you do the whole floor.
Oh, crap. Yeah, you may have told me that before. Get the perimeter. Got it. I've got to pay better attention. This is weird, Stanley.
How?
Well, I mean, you know, Michelangelo got to hang from a scaffold, paint the roof of the Sistine Chapel. I'm down here 200 feet in a crappy rusty tower with a color that you can't even define, painting something that nobody in the world's ever going to see, except for the 8 or 9 people that watch my show.
That's 8 or 9 people that see it than when I do it.
That's a good point. Where did the original color come from? This green crap. How'd you guys settle on that one?
Honestly, I don't know.
Why'd they go with green on the outside? You don't have the answers to that?
No, I don't have the answer to that one either. They don't discuss stuff like that.
When it comes to color palette, it's like you just stop caring.
Mm-hmm. It's almost gray.
Not blue, but gray. Why don't we call it Gru or Blay? Bridge Blay, that's what we'll call it. An odd combo of blue and gray, made special for the part of a bridge no one ever sees. And the purpose of this paint, just so I'm clear and maybe have a shot at asking a semi-intelligent question, is to what?
Protect the bottom of the tower. That's the support of the tower right there.
Why don't we just put, like, rubber sheets down here or something?
Put it in the suggestion box.
What do you suggest, Stan? Go up the ladder?
Dump a little paint out, put extra paint on the floor. Take your brush, scoop out a bunch of paint.
All right. And just put it somewhere?
Yep. Anywhere except where you're standing.
Of course.
Put both feet on the bottom rung.
Okay.
Oh, turn the other way.
The other way?
Other way. Okay. Now kneel down.
Kneel?
Kneel and paint underneath your butt.
Good God. I think you overestimate my ability to bend. Like that. Maybe like this. Okay.
Now spread all that paint out that you have.
Right. Got it. It's a terrible job you got here, man.
That's all right. We enjoy it.
Do you enjoy it? As long as I'm down here.
Put your name on there. There you go.
There. 50 years from now, somebody else will be down here and look at that and go, huh, dumb jerk. Perfect. Holy smokes. You want to see what a suspension bridge is really all about while I get a little fresh air? Look at that. Incredible. 5 miles long, separating essentially Lake Michigan over there, Lake Huron over there. These are actually the Straits of Mackinac. It's windy, as you can hear all the time, and that's why a suspension bridge was really the only way to go. This bridge moves. It's like a living thing. 25 feet. This way to that way, 12 and a half feet in either direction. And the reason why is if you look up, you can see the green part of the bridge right there is not attached to the tower. You think it would be, but it's really not. The only thing holding the bridge up are those big giant cables on the side that suspend it. The towers hold the cables up. It's a big difference. Those guys going back and forth like this from the upper to lower peninsula, they don't know that they're also doing this. I don't want to.
Coming up, when you paint cables on a bridge, the cables aren't all that gets painted.
Honestly, this can't be good. None of this is good.
Call it collateral painting.
I didn't get any on me, did I?
Then
it goes at the very top of the tower. Didn't they tell you about that?
No.
How many TV hosts does it take to change a light bulb? One, if he's stupid enough to do this. And later, at the Kennedy Space Center, many of the workspaces are sterile environments or clean rooms.
Yeah, this is greasy.
Under the crawler isn't one of them. Now that the crew and I have seen the bottom of the bridge, it was time to make our way in the other direction. Up. Way up.
What are these called, Freddy? Suspension cable.
Suspension cable. How is this going to work? And what are we going to do, exactly?
We're going to each jump in the side of this. Ground man's going to swing us out. We're going to ride up to the top, put on these lovely gloves, and paint our way down.
These guys.
And this high-tech system of painting right here.
How's it work?
Put it on, dip it in the bucket, and slap it on the cable.
So your hand is the brush?
Your hand is the brush. $100 million bridge and a $1 tool. Go ahead and jump in, Mike. Go at the same time, just throw a leg over and in we go.
Oh. Crap, man. That is straight down. 150 to the water?
Oh, about 200.
200, good, great.
Good. All right, you ready, Mike?
I'm ready. Ah, that's wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
All right, here we go.
Why am I on this side?
Because you get the downwind side. The new guy always gets the downwind side. Better view out there anyway.
All right, this is nuts.
What do you think so far?
I like it when I'm holding onto the cable real tight.
Really high.
Really high.
So grab your high-tech paint mitt there. Get her good and gobbed up. Jump right up and get what you can.
What the hell are you doing?
And make sure you got to work it in real into all the crevices there. Ah, there we go. And that's painting, Mike.
Yeah, that's painting.
You just reach up what you can get from there and life's good.
Exterior painting is done between May and October. The rest of the year is too cold and windy. Each suspension cable gets painted once a year, as do most other exposed steel parts of the bridge.
What do you think?
Perfect. Come on down easy. We're good to go. You just learned how to paint, Mike.
I gotta say, this is advanced painting.
Yes, it is.
When it comes to painting bridge cables, that's pretty much it. You work your way down from the top in a spider cart, painting as you go. And when you're done with one pair, you move your cart down to the next pair and do it again.
I didn't get any on me, did I? Whoa. I was stuck to the cable and stuck to this at the same time.
All right, now we're good. If you throw me that line over there again, we'll tie off and go.
Honestly, this can't be good. I mean, none of this is good.
Perfect.
Other periodic maintenance tasks are replacing metal grates on the roadway, replacing bearings where parts of the bridge's metal superstructure meet, and replacing the tower hangers, which connect the trusses to the towers. A 50-year-old bridge is kind of like a 50-year-old car. Keeping it up takes a lot of new parts.
Hell of a job, Mike.
You got a hell of a job, Freddy. You really do. You've had your hands on every one of these cables, haven't you?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
All right. We have tortured the traffic enough. We're going to let these people go about their business and have a lovely Memorial Day. This 50-year-old bridge is now shiny and new and freshly painted. Only thing left to do is provide them with a beacon to light their way.
Coming up.
Look at that view through the tower. Not very many people get to see that.
No, I bet not.
Climbing a suspension cable hundreds of feet in the air may be scary, but there is an upside. You just have to be high enough to see it.
Do I even want to look behind me?
Isn't that nice?
Holy cow, that's incredible.
And later...
Where to, Wiley?
You're going down there.
I boldly go where no TV host has gone before.
One small scoop for mankind.
Why didn't I think of that?
Finally, it was time for my last job at the Mackinac Bridge, changing a light bulb. But getting to it was going to take more than a stepladder.
No matter how many times you look down through this grate, the water never seems any closer. This is Mink. Mink works with the team here, and you do a lot of different things, but what's your basic job today?
Today we're going to be changing one of our cable lights that's burned out. We're going to climb over from the bridge deck onto the cable and take a walk up there and change the light bulb.
This is what you'll be changing.
That's it?
Yep.
What the heck is this thing?
Well, that's another bulb. It goes at the very top of the tower. Didn't they tell you about that? Maybe changing two bulbs?
No.
All right.
A little uncomfortable?
No. No, it's a lot uncomfortable. Years ago, I had a simple idea for a easy little show. No fuss, no muss. One camera guy and me hanging out. Now look at me. I mean, light bulbs. You got this one shooting here. I got a helicopter. I got cameras hanging off of my head. What the hell have I done?
The main thing you want to remember is you always want to have one hooked on at all times. Doing good, Mike.
Facing the wrong way. This camera is super convenient.
Not.
Don't look down.
Okay, now you want to put your other hook on the cable.
Right.
Now you can unhook, and you're good to go.
Holy hell, this is high. Like right here.
No, just use one hook.
Just one hook?
Yep, now walk up to the next stanchion.
Wait a second. I'm about to walk up a suspension cable 552 feet in the air. Least you could do is give me some dramatic music.
No, just use one hook.
Just one hook?
Yep, now walk up to the next stanchion.
Much better. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Nah, perfectly normal. Just another day walking on a cable.
Okay, now you want to hook your left hook. There you go. Release your right and re-hook. Now release your left hook.
So I'm only hooked to one.
So you can transfer like you just did. So
I guess it'd be that's too safe. How high are we again, just so I know?
Oh, we're only 2 or 3 feet above the road deck.
I don't care about the road deck. How high am I above the water?
Oh, you're about 100 and 200 feet. A Girl Scout with a monkey merit badge could do this.
Great.
You're doing better. You're getting smooth.
Oh, yeah.
There's more to it than just climbing. You got to focus on every hook and unhook. And
you got to think, man.
It's so repetitious. It's easy to not stay focused on it.
Fans.
There's that guy in that car.
If you ever see me walking across a bridge and you feel like blowing your horn and saying hi and I'm 200 feet in the air, do me a favor. Don't.
How's it feeling, Mike?
It's beautiful. In a horrifying kind of way, Mink, but it's pretty. Where is this light, for God's sakes?
Oh, it's up one, two, three, four more. We're almost there.
No, we're not.
Well, we're part way there.
We're barely there.
Well, okay.
About halfway to the top, we came to the first light bulb that needed to be changed. There are 96 of these cable lights on the bridge, and in addition to being decorative, they alert aircraft to where the cables are.
You're doing really good.
Thanks.
You're staying focused. That's what it's all about.
Gotta focus. Stay focused. Think about what you're doing, not how. What, not how.
remember the first time you did this?
Yeah, you always remember the first time. They started at me at the top and headed me down.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd it work out for you?
Well, I'm still here.
Do I even want to look behind me?
Oh. Isn't that nice?
Holy cow. That's incredible.
How are your legs doing? Are they tightening up bad?
No, legs are okay.
Great.
My head hurts because this helmet's screwed on. Like,
if you feel your legs cramping up, it's going to get a little steeper, and in here is a good area to take a little break and stretch your legs if they're feeling like they're going to tighten up on you.
Good advice.
Look at that view through the tower. Not very many people get to see that.
No, I bet not.
Here's the home stretch. You got her now.
Sweet. The last 40 feet, pretty much going straight up. Total workout. Legs are kind of cramped. Don't really want to look down. But unless something goes horribly wrong, right this very second, I think I'm gonna make it.
Congratulations.
That was big.
You did great.
Coming up, at the top of a suspension bridge tower, falling from a great height isn't the only hazard.
And that is hot through my glove, man.
And later.
You driven anything bigger than this?
I don't believe I have. You hardly ever get over 5 million pounds.
When you're driving the NASA crawler, size does matter. Speed, not so much.
How many gears is this thing?
It has one gear. Slow.
So we started down there, and we made our way here. And now we got a bulb that needs to be changed, but I can't help but notice, Mick, it's not actually burned out.
Well, it's been acting up, and we think it's going bad, so we want to change it while we're up here.
A preventive change. Guessing these?
So the wing nut you need to loosen up. Okay, and that bale will swing down, and then the whole light is hinged to your left. Might have to break the gasket loose. Just give it a... Yeah, there you go. Okay, now this is a special bulb. It's the one on the left here.
That guy.
Push in on it, then turn it to the left. Push in and turn. In only a quarter of a turn. Okay, now pull straight out. There you go.
Wow, yeah, that is special. And that is hot through my glove, man. Holy smokes.
I'm going to give you the new bulb.
I'm just thinking of all those people, men and women, who over the years have changed the bulb in their hallway, you know, and they got to get up on a ladder, and you feel that little twinge in your knees because you're up on the ladder.
Yeah, you can feel it.
Yeah, come on up here if you want to feel it. We are on.
Okay, you can close it up.
I think throws off some heat.
Yes, it does.
Now, I guess we have to go back down.
Well, there is one other option you could think about.
What's that?
Well, we could take the elevator. They didn't tell you about the elevator?
So we got to the top, and along the way, nobody fell and no one got hurt. That alone felt like something worth celebrating. Here's to the hardworking crew, the Mackinac Bridge.
Call it the road less traveled. At a glance, it doesn't look like much. It's about 4 miles long, just a bunch of rocks spread out, really. It's not even paved. No passing lane, no shoulder. But don't be fooled. As roads go, this one's pretty special. It can support over 20 million pounds of weight, and the vehicle that rides on it cost over $1 billion. That's billion with a B, and that rhymes with D, and that stands for dirt.
In a few seconds, this space shuttle and its rocket components will be the fastest moving vehicles on Earth at 3,438 miles per hour.
And liftoff of Space Shuttle Atlantis, opening a new chapter in the completion of the International Space Station.
they were transported to the launch pad by one of the Earth's slowest moving vehicles at a blistering speed of 1 mile per hour. And as usual, some of the integral figures in this unbelievably complex operation are the people who get their hands dirty.
Like most glamorous and sexy things, our entire space program is held together by something not all that glamorous and sexy, a crawler. It's fair to say, I think, that the space program as we know it couldn't exist without the crawler. And I don't think I'm overstating things to say that the crawler wouldn't work without grease. So today I've come to Kennedy Space Center to lubricate a crawler with Ed and Wiley. How are you, gentlemen?
Fine.
Mike. Nice to be here. Crawler, that's the official name for it?
Crawler transporter.
Crawler transporter. And
obviously the shuttle weighs tons, and that, what do you call it, an MLP that the shuttle sits on?
Yeah, a mobile launch platform.
That weighs tons, and all of that needs to move very slowly with the device behind us. It's covered with grease already. Why am I here?
Well, we have a central lube system, and that goes to all the moving parts, and the grease comes out in between those parts and gets on the frame. Periodically, we have to take it off.
Where do we begin?
Take this and just stick it in the grease. Put it in the bucket.
Oh, come on. No, there's more to it.
55-gallon drum. No science to it.
There's really not at all.
No.
I mean, here we are in the midst of a program basically known around the world for its scientific expertise. And that's...
Take that, put the grease in there.
All right, good. All right, fine. You'll be joining me, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he likes to watch a lot.
Sounds like a personal problem there, Wyatt.
Yeah. Don't be afraid. Come on.
I'm not afraid, but everything seems kind of slick. Well, that's one of the properties of grease, I suppose. Yeah, this is greasy, Wiley.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm clear, it's this, and then it's that kind of thing?
Well, you kind of want to do a technique to it and just...
Oh, it's a little deeper than I thought.
Yeah. You gotta...
Yeah. Sure.
This is the easy part on the outside.
Now, the rocks that I'm seeing here obviously came from the road.
Yeah, gets caught up in the shoes up here. And when they come around the belt, they fall here. And that's how it works. Gravity.
Yeah, yeah. Gravity, it's really been a... It's been an issue with NASA ever since the beginning, I suppose.
Like falling off a log, right?
Yeah, a lot like that. I'm just hoping that guys like Neil Armstrong and Chuck Yeager and, you know, Buzz Aldrin, all those cats, knew about this. You think you have their appreciation?
I'm sure we do.
All right, Ed. Coming at you.
Nice one.
Thanks, Ed. I feel pretty good about that one myself. We're not hoping for clean, are we?
Nah, just tolerable.
Hey, Mike, come on out to NASA. See the space shuttle. It's gonna be great.
Go on the other side of the truck.
The other side of the truck?
Other side of the truck.
All right.
The track that I'm crawling on is made of 57 horizontal treads called shoes, each weighing a ton.
Where to, Wiley?
You're going down there.
Down here?
Down there.
There are 8 tracks on the crawler. Those alone equal 92 million pounds. It's a lot of grease. The weight of these tracks would destroy asphalt or concrete. That's why the road is covered with especially hard river rocks.
One small scoop for mankind.
Why didn't I think of that? That's a good one. That's a good one.
How do you like this side better?
No, Wiley, I don't. Actually, I don't think it's better at all.
We get to lay down over here.
Hey, Ed.
Yeah.
How do I know when I'm done?
It looks pretty good to me. I think that's about as good as it's going to get.
See, that kind of response is enough to make me wonder how long I'd have sat here if I hadn't had the presence of mind to ask.
Well, a watch pot never boils. I didn't want to say anything.
Here you go. Yeah.
Coming up. Power is part of what makes the crawler work, but so too is precision.
Now, how close when you're delivering your actual payload?
We got 1 inch of clearance. We normally get it within a quarter of an inch.
Truly, that is the ultimate parallel parking pressure situation.
Absolutely.
Now what do you do?
Put some more grease on it. Makes sense. We have to grease the roller pads on the shoes.
Why does it smell worse out here than it did in there?
Well, there's a crap plant, sewer processing plant right over here. We figured you'd enjoy that.
Even here at
Kennedy Space Center. Can't get away from it, can you?
I knew it was familiar. Okay. The new clean stuff looks kind of like the old dirty stuff.
A little better.
You guys got a nickname for this thing? You just call it the crawler.
It's been known to be called the greasy pig.
See, that's a name I can get behind.
Probably need a little more right here.
Right in here?
Yeah. Nice technique.
Thank you.
You need to get some more on the roller.
You bet, sure.
In the 4-hour trip to deliver its payload, the crawler uses about 55 gallons of grease. I hope I don't spill too much.
Ed, I'm not sure, but I think this is pretty well lubed.
Good job.
I feel as though I've done something today.
You're suspiciously clean, my friend. If I see an astronaut, I'll tell him you said hi.
I'll give him your regards.
All right.
For her.
Leaving the grease behind, I figured I'd do a little exploring. When they were built 40 years ago, NASA's crawler transporters were the largest track vehicles in existence. It takes the combined efforts of about 30 people to make this baby run. And one of the most important is the guy who maintains the engines.
You Brad?
I'm Brad.
This a motor?
It's a V16 Alco. 2,650 horsepower. There's a twin to this one on the other end.
So twin
V16 Alcos.
16 Alcos.
Yep.
Combined horsepower?
Combined, you got almost, 5,000
some horsepower.
Yeah.
How many gears is this thing?
It has one gear. Slow.
Slow and slower.
Slow, yeah.
What is this?
That's one of four 1,000 kW generators on the crawler.
KW means kilowatt?
Yep.
So the flywheel is driving the generator?
The generators, yes.
And the generator is driving the motor?
These generators drive the crawler.
The generators drive the crawler?
Right.
The motor drives?
The generator that drives the crawler.
Well, you make it sound simple, Brad.
Before the engines are started, the controller warns everyone under or near the crawler.
Okay, that's our clue to start. Go ahead.
Now that I've got this thing purring like a million kittens, I've got to drive it. Imagine, if you will, that your car's steering wheel was 25 feet from the ground and that you had 12 million pounds stacked on your roof. Care to cruise the boulevard with me?
Ray, right?
Yeah, hi, Mike.
How are you?
Good. Good to meet you.
Good. Ray's you're the manager, officially.
That's right. I'm the manager of the crawler transporter group.
Oh, man, it's so quiet in here. Nice.
Big difference, isn't it?
Climate controlled.
And this is the quiet crawler. The other one's noisy.
Awesome. May I?
Sure.
I'm just dying to sit down and tell you the truth. It's been one of those days.
So, again, we've got two or four of these.
We've got a cab on each end.
Right.
Depending upon which direction we're going, there is no front or back. Whichever way we're going is front.
All right. Speed control, obviously the steering wheel. These are just degrees on a compass?
Yep, these are just degrees. There's 6 degrees of steering, left to right. That's all we got.
You're saying that's about the extreme you can turn it.
6 degrees.
Don't.
Yep. Belly. And everything in between. You got to plan way ahead. We got it easy because this is straightaway. Now we're doing a bi-weekly today.
Right.
And what we're going to do is we're going to steer left and right, make sure everything works okay, so when we go do rollout in 2 weeks, we know we're good to go.
Okay, cab one, check with the ground and proceed.
Okay, now go ahead and ask the ground observer for permission to proceed.
Cab one to ground, permission to proceed.
Cab, go to proceed, Mike.
Okay, now what you want to do is take the brake off. Select forward and deselect neutral. Okay. Go ahead and give us a little speed pop to the right. Okay, that's good. Well, easy.
Doesn't exactly lurch out of the gate, does it?
Go ahead. Give a little bit more. Here right now we're doing 0.03 miles an hour. Go ahead and tweak it up a little bit more.
Now you have 1/10 of a mile an hour.
All right, so we're holding steady at 0.22.
That's good. Just keep it right there. Until the lead ground reserve, we get about 0.4, staring into the right.
Lead ground, we got about 0.4 staring into the right.
I think it'd be a good idea if you went a little past zero, Mr. Rowe.
Nobody calls me Mr. Rowe.
You want me to talk to him about it?
I prefer a memo if you can swing it.
Have you driven anything bigger than this?
I don't believe I have. You hardly ever get over 5 million pounds. You actually get a 6 million pounder under you. Feels like you're doing something. Now, how close, when you're delivering your actual payload?
You must need to be pretty precise.
We got 1 inch of clearance. We normally get it within a quarter of an inch. So that's 18 million pounds within a quarter of an inch, which is amazing.
And millions, $1 billion or so.
$2 billion per ship.
I mean, truly, that is the ultimate parallel parking pressure situation.
Absolutely.
Quarter inch, $2 billion.
That's it. You parked a crawler.
I drove a crawler.
The alcohol is down. You can shut them down, secure them for the day.
Off the list.
One copy.
Cool. I didn't wreck it. Most shows, I guess, would end with a beautiful shot of the space shuttle rising majestically toward the heavens. We're going to end with a shot of an empty launch pad and a Tennessee River rock all the way from Alabama. Because without this guy and about a billion of his friends, and that big greasy pig of a crawler, and the hard-working boys who keep it running, that pad would always be empty. As you all know, Dirty Jobs depends entirely upon your suggestions to keep our little show on the air, and in the past, you've been great. Lately, however, those suggestions have tapered off. Consequently, Dave Barsky has stopped speaking and shaving. While the former gives me some measure of relief, I'm afraid the latter gives me great cause for concern, because what you're looking at right now is 2 weeks' worth of growth. Please, if we don't get some more ideas, and soon, not only will the show go off the air, but Dave will trip over his beard. Sometime tomorrow, probably. Discovery.com/dirtyjobs when you have a moment. Now would be great. Thank you. Move along, ma'am. Nothing to see. Nothing to see here. Nothing to look at here, sir. There you go. Off to your vacation. Have a great Memorial Day. Eyes on the road, please. Hands at 2 and 12. What is it? 10 and 2. Whatever. How are you? Right along. Doing good. Slowing everybody down. There you go. Good, good. It's a pedal to the right. Great. 552 feet straight up. Hey, nice Ford.